Look at all these people, all trying to get a glimpse of Jesus. Look at that tall guy over there. He seems to be arguing with his brother.
Teacher, tell my brother here to divide our father's inheritance with me. Tell him he can't keep it all to himself. Hey, tall man, who appointed me judge and arbitrator over you and your brother? All of you, beware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even someone who has an abundance in his life is defined by his possessions. I knew a rich man whose fields were very prosperous, overflowing with produce. He started to reason with himself. Soul, oh soul, what shall I do? My lands are so fruitful, and I have no place to put all my harvest. I know. I'll tear down my barns and build super barns, large enough to store all I have for years to come and store up all my grain and goods. After this, I will say to my soul, soul, you have goods laid up for many years to come. Now it's time for the easy life. Eat, drink, and be merry. A voice boomed from heaven. It was God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. You fool. This very night, your soul is required of you. And now, who is going to get all your goods that you've stored up for yourself? Remember, this is the life of a man who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God Almighty. Isaiah the prophet cried out to all who could hear him. Stop and listen, everyone who is thirsty. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Come buy expensive wine and milk without cost. Why do you spend money on what is not bread and spend your wages on what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good and delight yourself in its abundance. Incline your ear. Come to me. Listen that you may live. God will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies of God shown to David, the King of Israel. Behold, he has made him a witness to the nations, a leader and a commander for the people of God. Behold, he will call a nation you do not know, and nations that you do not know shall run to you, because the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For our God's thoughts are not our thoughts, nor his ways our ways, declares the Lord. As for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than your ways, and God's thoughts different from your thoughts. For the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return without watering the soil and making it bring forth, sprout, providing seed for the farmer, bread for the hungry. So too will God's word go forth from my mouth. It will not return to God empty without accomplishing what God desires, and without succeeding in the manner in which it was sent forth. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and the trees in the field will clap their hands. As Jesus shared the story of the rich man, he also shared short proverbs with the crowds. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. The eye is a lamp of the body. So if your eye is clear, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is cloudy or dark, then your whole body will be filled with darkness, and it will be an oppressive darkness. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat, drink, or wear. Is not life more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They do not plant, reap, or store seed in the barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than these? And who among you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothing? Just look at the lilies of the field and their splendor. They do not toil or spin. Yet I say to you, not even King Solomon, with all his treasures, clothed himself like one of these. But if God Almighty so even clothed the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, he will not much more clothe you? You of little faith, why do you worry by saying things like, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear for clothes? For even worldly men eagerly seek these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first seek the kingdom of God Almighty and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus told this story over and over as he taught the crowds. So listen, listen carefully. The kingdom of heaven is like a big net cast into the sea at the end of a boat, and it gathers up every kind of fish. When it's full, the fishermen pull it up on the beach, sit down, and sort through the net, tossing the good fish into containers and throwing the bad fish away. So it will be at the end of the age. Angels will come forth and pluck out the wicked from among the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, into a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. When Jesus spoke to the crowds, he spoke in parables like this one.
What farmer among you, if you owned 100 sheep and one of them was lost, would you not leave the 99 in open pasture and go in search of that one lost lamb until you find it? After finding the lost lamb, he would put it on his shoulders, rejoicing. After arriving home, he calls his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice, for I have found my lost lamb." I tell you, in the same way, there'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. For those who have ears, let them hear. As your world crashes down around you, rejoice. Take courage in Psalm 107, where King David remembers Israel's wilderness experience. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary and gathered from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They found no city to live. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. He led them also by the straight way to a city where they could build their homes. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for the wonders to the sons of men. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. He changes rivers into wilderness and springs into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who dwelt in it. He changed the wilderness into a pool of water, and dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, so they may build their homes, sow their fields, and plant their vineyards, and gather a fruitful harvest. Also, he blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock decrease. If you are wise, then heed these things and consider the loving kindness of the Lord.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. And what a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Now let me share with you what Jesus told his closest disciples in private. As Jesus was coming out of the temple, he walked up to his disciples so they could see the great temple of Israel behind him. Jesus spoke to them softly. Do you see all these things? Truly, I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which has not been torn down. Afterwards, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus' disciples came to him privately, asking him, what would be the sign of his second coming and the end of the age? See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in the name of Jesus, saying, I am the Christ, and mislead many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not the end. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. They will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you. And everyone that follows me will be hated by the nations because of my name's sake. At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many people. Because of lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow ice cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news of my kingdom will be preached throughout the entire world as a testimony to all the nations of the world. And then the end will come. As your world is collapsing around you, I encourage you to rejoice and see how God is working in the world today. If you are one of Jesus' lost sheep that he has found, then give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, with your place in his kingdom assured. If you are not counted as one of his flock, then there is much to be concerned about. My hope is you enjoyed listening to some stories and parables of Jesus combined with encouragement from the Scripture so that you can live without fear. If you have questions about Jesus and how he can save you from the coming tribulation, please contact that person that sent you the SMS text message or gave you a download card. The followers of Jesus can be found in every single country in the world. You can also text the phrase, save me, that's S-A-V-E-M-E, to 440-276-4040, 440-276-4040, to receive an automated text message. To listen to Wayne's podcast, where he shares the story of God on a daily basis, tune your podcast player to Podcast Lizzie Tracks. It can be found on any podcast player or just command Alexa to play Podcast Lizzie Tracks. Your storyteller today was Wayne Patton, and you can find him on the web at www.lizzietracks.net. Until next time, remember to live without fear because we are his.
Oh, and the saints go marching in. Oh, and the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in the number when the saints go marching in. And when the sun begins to shine, oh, and the sun begins to shine. Oh, when the child